First of all, just landing in this space, not doing anything, just feeling your way into being in the shrine room. And this is really pre-meditation, if you like. I'd like you just to notice all the vedana, the sensations in the body as they're happening, just being with them, not doing anything about them, just noticing. Not thinking about them, but being the sensations. And home in on one of them. One of them may be calling, might be attention somewhere, or a bit of discomfort, or even something pleasant. And then notice the tendency to get entangled with it. Making something of it. But notice also how it's continually changing, maybe even dissolved by now. Notice how sensations are generally creeping around the body. Nothing staying around for very long, but continually changing. Is anything permanent? Is anything substantial there? see if there's another one particularly calling, and this time notice the thoughts about it. So the sensation in itself is first arrow, if there is suffering, or first sensation, if it can be even pleasant. And then the thoughts about it, the proliferation, the propansha around it, is the second arrow, how we compound that initial sense of some sort of suffering. With push and pull, don't want, as well. You can reflect on how this is what we're doing most of the time. As this is a little bit of a glimpse into what is meant by emptiness, the void. There's nothing substantial here. It has no inherent essence. And even the reaction to it, if you have one, is empty because it's conditioned. It's a result of the sensation. So now we can start to lift ourselves out of this kind of dead end, if you like, with meditation proper by, first of all, coming into mindfulness in the body, awareness in the body, by grounding ourselves, first of all, sensing the bottom on the cushion. Here again, not thinking about it, but being it. You can even feel the bottom within a bottom, if you like. That helps you to creep right into the sensation. Direct experience in the present moment. And also feeling the parts of the body that are touching the ground, connecting to the ground, and creeping into them and the sensations there. making anything of them, just being the sensation. Now coming into the uprightness, just feeling how what the body wants to do to come into uprightness and balance. Feel it from within. Balance between left and right and backwards and forwards, finding the center. And start to feel the breath in the lower belly area, really deep down there, warming that whole belly area. Breathe right into it, open it up, and relax on the out-breath. Really, the being with the breath, focusing down there with the breath, and feeling how that slowly brings stillness and spaciousness. And as you relax, relax everything around that as well. Relax the whole body. Now keeping the awareness down there in the lower tummy area, expand that awareness upwards into the whole chest and heart area, that sense of stillness and spaciousness as well. And breathe into that whole area as well, the whole torso really. you might be aware of some flatness or stuckness or block around the heart area. Just be with that, with the breathing. Just acknowledge that. Just let it be there. And to help the heart open and expand, find an image that works for you to place there. This could be the Buddha himself or any of the other figures, bodhisattvas you're connected to. Or it could be just that sense of bigger, spacious, sky-like awareness. We're bringing in other power now. Breathing that image in through the heart. And letting the image warm the heart, open it up, even just a little bit, as far as it wants to go. So we can start even to do a little bit of Tonglen here by breathing in light and spaciousness. We're not breathing in suffering at the moment because we're resourcing ourselves still. So breathing in the positive. And radiating that out to everybody else in the room. So connecting with our own Bodhi heart and the Bodhi heart of everybody else here. Waking it up. And relaxing into it, relaxing the whole body around it. It's just there, we don't even need to make any effort, just be it. staying with the breath. If you're not managing this, you could breathe in your doubt or your inadequacy. Breathe that in. And breathe out, letting go, relaxing. It's okay. That's how it is. Acceptance of how it is. Accepting yourself as you are. Noticing how you're compounding, maybe with beating yourself up or whatever, if you are. Trust in those Buddha qualities that are there already. They just only need to be uncovered. You don't even need to cultivate them. They are there already. Trust in that. So if it's too much to go into the heart, just go back down into the tummy area again and work from there. There's a lot of power down there. But if you are managing with heart forces, we can start to anyhow think of a good friend. Feel how the heart can be warmed by just thinking of that good friend and all their qualities. And if you have the Buddha in your heart, or that sense of bigger awareness around, and bring that sense to any suffering that this friend is in at the present time. Anything in their lives. It can be very small, it doesn't have to be big. Any pity or anxiety, it's how it is, and breathing out compassion, warmth, wish for release, if possible. whatever is best may happen. And just keep breathing with that, breathing lightly. You don't have to make a big effort here, just relaxing, taking it in, and relaxing, giving out your good wishes or whatever. And the Buddha or whatever is with you doing it. Gently being in a heartfelt way with their experience. Not going off into thoughts about it, but staying present in the moment with your heart and your lower belly. Really get inside your heart. It's very strong in there, actually. It has enormous capacity. Feel the heart within the heart. And now become aware of how your friend may be compounding their suffering. No judging, just sensitively, compassionately entering into the way they may be compounding their suffering with your heart. Breathing in that and breathing out good wishes for transformation. with the breath, it's almost as if you become a vessel. There's not much personal here. It's like you become a vessel for breathing in the suffering and breathing out whatever is best. So this is the bodhicitta aspect, which goes beyond any personal stuff. The bodhi heart and the bodhi mind. You are contained in that as well. And now let's reach out to the world a little bit more by bringing in everybody else here in the room and any suffering that may be there. We may know somebody's suffering if we know them, but on the whole we don't know. But that doesn't matter. There's always suffering, and particularly compounding of suffering. So just becoming aware of all others here in the room and working in the same way. Staying centered in the heart and the tummy. Let go of any thoughts or wondering about what their suffering might be. Just be in the heart and in the breath and anchored in the tummy. let go of any personal identification, any personal location even. Just expand your awareness, your heartfelt feelings out into the whole room. And now let's go one step further and go right out of the room in our awareness, spread out into the world out there. And if your heart lands on anything particular, go with that. Either a person or people or situations out there. First of all, of primal suffering, the facts, breathing that in, and releasing into some sort of transformational release, if possible, whatever is for the best. Beware of the entanglements of pity or anxiety. Just let it be what it is and face it courageously. empathy and understanding are very good qualities to bring. But also, how would the Buddha view this? How can a Bodhi heart respond? And then for the last stage, some awareness of how people may be compounding their suffering. Maybe understandably, but taking that in and wishing for some transformation of that on the out-breath. Finish now, maybe with just a little bit of mudita for ourselves. It's quite challenging, isn't it? So, giving ourselves some credit, some appreciation for our efforts here. The heart. And then also dedicating that merit to all. We practice for the sake of all, not only for ourselves. So just a bit of heartfelt dedication to all. All the suffering in the world. Now letting go of any effort at all and just sitting with our experience here and now.